But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss the Cowboys' big win over the Giants is the owner and general manager. We say good morning and congratulations to Jerry Jones.
We certainly say good morning to you, too.
Morning.
I tell you, I can't take too many more games like that one last night.
Yeah.
There was after the game, I had an MRI. It revealed that three of my four chambers of my external artificial hobo baboon heart shut down during that last drive.
Wow. So stressful.
Very stressful. And I can't take all these health problems I've had lately. You know, I've had surgeries, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
Well, it's making me feel almost mortal.
Yeah.
Mean, you realize I'm on my second heart, third face, and 27th liver. Those are impressive stats.
27.
That's not true.
NFL owner record right there.
You just got a couple of new hips.
How about that running game, huh?
It was okay.
DeMarco who?
Well, I don't know if I'd be saying that this morning, but they did okay.
It's a little wishful thinking on my part, but yeah. And backs we got can catch, too. That old Joseph Randall made that really nice one-handed catch and run last night.
Yep.
When he did that, I stood up on my robot hips and started yelling, "Go, Dion, go!"
Oh, because he's 21, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I was calling Dion. I just thought they looked alike.
Well, because of the number,
we're
right.
The same number.
And the running and the talent on the field I was seeing at the time.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, he took off with that ball like it was a package of underwear and the Giants were Dillard Security.
Yeah.
I figured we'd hear something like that.
It was a we're having fun here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Jody, we are. No, it was a win. We were happy to get it. But I don't want to gloss over the fact that that game was almost as ugly as that clerk from Kentucky that won't give out them gay certificates.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry. Why bring her into it?
We got some bad news last night. I don't know if y'all heard or if the press has reported, but Dez broke in bone in some of his foots last night.
Yep.
Some of his foots. Yes, he has a broken bone, yeah.
Very sad. He'll be out for about 4 or 5 weeks. That's bad news.
Yeah.
But worse news is that puts him on the sidelines the whole game to wear everybody out.
Good point.
So that really hurts us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a double injury to our team. Too bad old Dez don't have more than 2 feet like I do.
More than 2 feet?
What do you mean?
Well, I got one on my left side, one on my right side, one in my mouth at all times. That's what you get with me.
Yeah, but how about that comeback, though, with Tony Romo? That was.
How about that comeback with Tony Romo?
That was spectacular.
That's something else. I thought Tony took a big chance last night.
I don't know. He's thrown underneath quite a bit.
No, I mean letting Tiger get near Candace.
Yeah, how about that? Tiger was there.
I'm surprised Tiger didn't Waffle House waitress her right there on the sweet countertop.
Hey. Come on.
You got to forgive me. Because of my recent hip surgeries, I've been pretty pilled up lately.
Yeah, you can use that excuse for a while.
I tell you, I was almost as pilled up as Gene last night.
Hey, come on.
I was dumping them Vicodins into my Johnny Walker Blue like they was peanuts into a Dr. Pepper.
That's dangerous, Jerry.
Tell you, it sure makes the games a whole lot more enjoyable, if only because it makes Gene's voice sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
It all sounds like that, huh?
Little tense family moment in the suite last night, too.
When's that?
I caught Spalding getting into my fun pills.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, I always keeping a stash of Viagra and Vicodins right there next to me at all times. I told him if I caught him doing that again, I was going to take his plane away.
So he does have a plane.
And make him spend more time with his Uncle Jerry Jr.
Oh, boy. That'd be awful.
I tell you, that made him open up his hand and drop them pills like E.T. dumping Reese's Pieces. Of course, the only problem we me being all peeled up last night is that I don't remember most of the second half.
Well, it ended up really well for your team.
Hell, I may have fired and rehired Steven about six times during that period. And looking at my text trail this morning, it looks like I unfortunately signed Jared to a new endorsement deal.
Oh, no. That's a bad move.
But I tell you, it's really been a help on the old Viking in front is that Eldridge Tiger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he and I have been hanging out a lot for the last few days. Huh. We were having a Boxmaster contest with each other. I don't want to get into specifics what that means, but we was tied going into last night's game at 15 girls each.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
Hell, it made Roosevelt happy. He had 15 confiscated smartphones to resell. But I was way ahead of Eldridge until he reeled off an impressive 11 waitresses in an hour two nights ago.
He's still at it, huh?
He's still at it, but my new artificial gorilla hip has me slowed down a little bit. And of course, I'm three times as old as him, but we were still tied last night going into the game. But he pulled ahead last night somehow before the midnight deadline.
Hmm.
And I don't know how the hell he did that. He wouldn't tell me, and he must have gone out after he gave Gene a ride home. I don't know.
Oh, no. Gosh. That's
don't
just
talk like that.
An awful visual.
Stop it.
Oh,
awful.
Oh, my God. I just realized something. I got to go.
Why?
Oh, I think he's got to go talk to Gene.
Okay.
Or Tiger, one of the two.
All right. It's